This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Today we're going to look at a passage of Scripture that talks about Abraham. Abraham was the one person in the book of Isaiah that's referred to as the friend of God. God said Abraham was my friend because he believed him. Believe God. We're going to talk about Abraham today and how it was credited to his account as righteousness because, not because of what he did, but because of what he believed. It's a revolutionary thought, and it was it at the time it was written. Let's read it together in the book of Romans, 4th chapter, 1 through 3, and then 18 through 24. The apostle Paul says, What then shall we say that Abraham, our forefather, discovered in this matter? If in fact Abraham was justified by works, he had something to boast about, but not before God. What does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Now verse 18. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead since he was about 100 years old and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had the power to do what he promised. Underline that in your Bible if you underline. Being fully persuaded that God had the power to do what he promised. This is why it was credited to him as righteousness. The words "it was credited to him" were written not for him alone, but also for us, to whom God will credit righteousness, for us who believe in him, who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. Let me tell you why this thought was so revolutionary, just on the face of it. Most people, when they read this, were used to a works-based system that said, God will approve of you if you do the right things. Righteousness is the result of doing righteous things, righteous acts, righteous deeds, and therefore to be righteous means I've got to do a lot of righteous things, a lot of righteous acts. And the Apostle Paul comes along and shocks his audience by saying, do you know what was credited to Abraham as righteousness? The fact that he took God at his word and he believed him. That's revolutionary 2,000 years ago. It's revolutionary. Why? Because some of you were raised in a works-based religious background. A lot of people in Christian churches all over America were raised in a works-based system. You say, what do you mean by that? You do the right things, you say the right things, you act the right way, then God will be pleased with you, and that's your righteousness. You've got to manifest that righteousness. And that's not what the New Testament teaches. The New Testament teaches that we're righteous because of the salvation that we do have. It's a response to God's grace. It's a response to His love. And there's nothing you can do that will make God love you any more than He does right now. Somebody needs to hear that today. There's nothing you can do that would make God love you any more than He does now. And so like Abraham, it's credited to us as righteousness. For what? Doing the right thing? No, believing the right thing and believing the right person. Everything about your Christianity flows out of your belief in Jesus Christ, in who He is, what He is. You do understand that, I hope.
Well, on Monday, we not only began a new message, but a new series simply on the word belief. The Bible has so much to say about a word. The big word that begins with the letter B, belief, and belief. We'll talk about that over the next 8 weeks, a series about believing God and believing His Word. God bless you, and thanks for listening to Cross Hope.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.